Well, here we are.
All right, people, we're gonna try something a little different today.
No, I do mind. The dude minds. This will not stand.
The only true wisdom is in knowing you know nothing.
That's us, dude.
I cannot solve your problem, sir. Only you can.
Don't mess with the bull, young man. You'll get the horns.
Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth?
I'm gonna tell you something, and I want you to listen tight. It may sound like I'm talking about me, but I'm not. I'm talking about you. As a matter of fact, I'm talking about all people everywhere.
Discussing the issues that actually matter. Finding the answers using logic and reason. Now here is the host of Rush to Reason, John Rush.
I am Hans.
And I am Franz, and we just want to pop your
Welcome to Health and Wellness Wednesdays on Rush to Reason.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, sir.
I have what doctors call a little bit of a weight problem. I used to grab bear claws as a kid, two at a time, and I'd get them lodged right in this region here.
Exercise gives you endorphins. Endorphins make you happy. Happy people just don't shoot their husbands.
Let me tell you something you already know. The world ain't all sunshine and rainbows. It's a very mean and nasty place, and I don't care how tough you are, it will beat you to your knees and keep you there permanently if you let it. But it ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward.
I'm sorry that I'm fat.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. And yes, I am your host today, as I am pretty much every day. And I appreciate each and every one of you listening to us. Health and Wellness Wednesday, we got a couple of guests joining us here. In this hour, Dr. Julie Marchio will be with us at the 3:30 mark. And we've got another gentleman that will be joining us, Patrick Porter. And he's going to talk about something that actually Dr. Julie offers, and that is the Brain Tap, because March is Brain Health Awareness, Brain Injury, I should say, sort of that awareness month where we want to concentrate on brain injuries and how to keep your brain in top working order and all of that. So I actually had Joe send me something I thought would be appropriate for Wellness Wednesday as well. I'll get to that in a moment. First off, though, the impossible question of the day. Yesterday's, by the way, 86%. I think we've had this one before, by the way. I think this is a repeat. 86% of people under 25 never used one of these, but most of their parents have. The answer was letter opener. Letter opener. Maybe one of those questions, Charlie, was stamp. I think it was stamp. Sorry. So maybe I'm confusing that, but makes sense. Although I thought most people still get mail. Maybe they don't use a letter opener. I don't know. I guess, Charlie said a butter knife, something like that. Anyways, that was the answer yesterday. Today's impossible question. Answer this on the KLZ 560 Facebook page. 4 in 10 people refuse to ever share this, and it is food-related, and you must be specific. So 4 out of 10, 40% of people, refuse to ever share this. Answer this again on the KLZ 560 Facebook page. Any ideas, Charlie? 40% of people refuse to ever share this. I was going to say drinking, whatever, whether it's, Coke, whatever, doesn't matter. 40% refuse to ever share it. I would say it's something you're drinking. Now, it does say be specific, so maybe it's more specific even on the type of drink, Charlie. I don't know. Charlie, good one. Charlie says cup of coffee. Not bad, Charlie. That's pretty specific, actually. Anyways, answer this on the KLZ 560 Facebook page. All right, Joe sent me this. He's been watching the docuseries, The Foods That Built America. Those of you that may not know this, Joe got me watching The Men That Built America, The Cars That Built America. Great series, by the way. I will do the same thing and watch this. I have not yet, but I will. It's on the History Channel. He was surprised to learn the origin of the names of many of the foods we eat today. So I don't have this as a quiz because it's too hard to do. I'm just going to go through a few of these. So here's some examples. Charlie may or may not know these. Some of these I knew, some of these I didn't. Birdseye Frozen Foods was founder Clarence Birdseye. Hershey Chocolate, named after the founder Milton Hershey. The city came later and was also named after the company. Is it Hershey, Pennsylvania? Is that right, Charlie? Mars Candy, named after the founder, Franklin Mars. Fritos was a slogan. Lay's potato chip was founder Herman Lay. Kraft cheese, we know this one, founder James Kraft. Häagen-Dazs ice cream was a slogan created by Reuben and Roy's Mattis in the Bronx in 1960. So that was a slogan. Heinz ketchup, of course, founder Henry Heinz. Kellogg's cereals, founder William Kellogg. And Betty Crocker brand is a slogan. It was a fictional character created by Washburn Crosby Company in 1921. So Betty Crocker was not ever a person, but rather that was a slogan that started that particular brand. I always find those fascinating. I'll watch that series as well, by the way. And if any of you get a chance, I would encourage you to do. All those series on the History Channel, by the way, are super, super informative, and I enjoy watching them. All right, before we get started and get Patrick Porter on with us, again, we're going to talk about the brain and brain health. The COVID dial is new today in Colorado. I will have to admit, because of the way my day's been today, I have not looked at everything on Dial 3.0. It makes it significantly easier for counties to achieve the less restrictive status, and I have not looked today to see which counties those are, and so on. But there's more than 20 that are poised to move to the lowest level of restrictions. So I would say that, I will do my best to research this and get some of this back to you tomorrow and find out what's where and so on. But most of you will be able to do that on your own. You can just Google it and figure that out. I'm actually surprised we are going down this far. And Andy and I talked about this a little bit last night after the show. I don't know what to say when it comes to the mask end of things. I know Susan Kochevar had an opinion on masks. Andy had one, and I had one, or a prediction, I should say, and when we'll stop wearing them. I said June. I think Andy said May, and I think Susan Kochevar from 88 Drive-In said April. Susan might end up being right, because as of next month, next week, you may find yourself not having to wear it near as much, or in some cases, not at all. Although we've talked about this last few days, Andy and I have. I don't know if we're ever going to get to the point where there's no more masks. I hope so, but I doubt it. So there is a new dial today for Colorado. It's Dial 3.0. Go review it. Find out exactly what's going on in your particular area and how things are working and what the new framework is and all of that. I'll talk more about it as I get more information. And I apologize for not having more of that ready for you at this particular time. But this just came out today, and I'm not sure all of this has even got totally worked out inside of each individual county. And the reason I say that is when it comes to the mask mandate, the CDPHE has even got conflicting messages as to who and when will be wearing them. So I don't know that all of this is completely settled yet. I will do my best tonight to figure that out for all of you and let you know tomorrow what I find. So up next, again, we've got Patrick Porter joining us. March is Brain Injury Awareness Month. We'll get to him in just a moment. Up next, though, Michael Bailey Law. You heard him a moment ago. And as I said yesterday, it's a reminder of what happened in Boulder Monday afternoon, as to the shortness at times of life, the fragility of life, and the fact that we need to make sure that we've got things prepared no matter where we are in life. That's what Michael does. He makes sure that things are handled in your estate, your will, so that if something happens and you're no longer here, things get handled properly when you're gone. Talk to Michael today. Find him at klzradio.com or 720-394-6887.
KLZ's mobile estate planner doesn't exclusively talk about death and dying. He also wants to help you plan for the rest of your life. Your estate plan with Michael Bailey Law protects you and your loved ones during your lifetime by establishing a medical power of attorney and a financial power of attorney now, while you still have all of your mental and physical capacities. That way, you and your family never need to go through the painful experience of trying to make those decisions during a crisis. Set up a free consultation with Michael Bailey now at klzradio.com/estate.
All right, we've got Novus Auto Glass coming up next, and I say this all the time, they want you to see clearly, and what I mean by that is if you're driving through a windshield that's all pitted and chipped and cracked and things like that, and by the way, I see them all the time. Sometimes I can even see the windshield that's cracked next to me, and I always think of Novus when I see that. They work with every insurance company. They'll get that taken care of, get your windshield installed, or if you just have a pit or a crack, they can fix that as well. Find a location near you. Go to rushtoreason.com/Novus. That's N-O-V-U-S. Again, rushtoreason.com, the website, and it's Novus. Look for them there, and please tell them you heard them on Rush to Reason.
Take control of the process with Novus Autoglass. Insurance companies want you to use one of their recommended shops so they get a discount. John Rush endorses Novus Autoglass because he trusts the quality of their work. In today's modern car, your windshield has become a structural component of your vehicle. Unlike in classic cars, where your windshield was just something to look through, today's windshields bear pressure as part of the frame. Your windshield has become a safety feature of your vehicle, so quality repairs matter. With every repair or replacement, Novus Autoglass records detailed specs, including the temperature outside, the serial number of the vehicle, and the type of urethane they use, so you can have confidence that your windshield won't pop out at the wrong moment. Instead of letting your insurance company choose the cheapest option, take control of the quality with the inventors of windshield repair. Find Novus Autoglass now at rushtoreason.com.
Barber's Foods is next, folks, and it's plural. Barber's with an S, Foods with an S, barbersfoods.com. And anything you need when it comes to fresh, quality meat delivered right to you, and they know exactly where the meat comes from, how it's processed, where it's grown, how it's processed, and then ultimately how it gets to you. That's what they do. It's what they've been doing for a very, very long time, actually since 1949. In this Colorado area. So they are Colorado native, locally owned, 100%, by the way, locally owned. Go to barbersfoods.com online, and if there's a way, tell them you heard them on Rush to Reason.
Barber's Foods has been selling only the highest quality organic, antibiotic-free, and natural food products in Colorado for over 70 years. Their mission is to provide only the best food found in the marketplace from family farms they know personally. Right now, click on March Madness Specials at the top of barbersfoods.com to find these specials and more. Barber's Farms, ground beef, made in Colorado, from Colorado raised beef in 1-pound packages, only $2.99 a pound. Thunder's Catch Alaskan Salmon, whole fillets on sale in March for only $12.49 a pound. And pre-order your Beeler's Duroc non-GMO spiral ham before Easter. Don't spend $100 or more for a spiral ham from a retail outlet. Buy wholesale and get a better ham at a better price from a family farm that Barber's Foods knows personally. Place your order today at barbersfoods.com.
No liberal media bias here. This is Rush to Reason.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Again, appreciate all you joining us today, Health and Wellness Wednesday. Dr. Patrick Porter joining us now. Dr. Porter, welcome to Rush to Reason. How are you today?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
I appreciate it very much. March is Brain Injury Awareness Month. And by the way, very important thing, as that is really ultimately what controls everything we do. And things that we continue to learn, I know I do, Dr. Porter, is there's ways to take care of our brain better than probably we know, and we should be doing those things.
That's right, yes.
All right, so give us a few insights as to, you know, A, what can we do to, you know, to keep our brain, I guess you could say, sharp and intact? And you know, we know that, you know, I'm 56. I know that the older I get, unless I do some things preventatively to stay sharp, I could very easily lose some of that sharpness as life goes on. Is that true?
Yes, that's true. Because of a pruning effect, our brain uses so much energy that it's always looking for ways to cut corners. So the first thing people can do out there that's overall general is exercise, move your body. Moving and breathing are key to our brain's function. And then it's recovery. So how do you recover? You can't just go, 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 burning candles at both ends. You need to have a good sleep hygiene program.
Okay.
And do some kind of mindfulness to really engage the brain in something called the parasympathetic system, or the rest, relax, digest mode of the nervous system.
Oh, so give us some tips on how we do. I mean, we all know, okay, how do you sleep better? Okay, that one I get. But the other things you just talked about, and by the way, even how to sleep better sometimes is a struggle for some of us. I know, especially as I get older, I just don't seem to sleep as much as I once did. How do we get into those healthier patterns?
Well, the number one thing working against people is something called entrainment. If you're watching television until late at night, that's going to train your brain to a different frequency than the sleep frequency, which is to slow down the brain. So some kind of breathing techniques work really well. What we teach at Brain Tap is something where we breathe into the mental count of 4, which engages that sympathetic system, and then breathe out to the mental count of 8. And you do that, actually, you can do that lying in bed, or you can do that sitting in a comfortable chair, and just let the thoughts go. Because after a while, what will happen is those everyday thoughts will drift away, and you'll start to feel almost a harmonics going on in your body, where you'll start to feel either light or heavy or tingling sensation. That's your body liberating itself from all the pent-up stress that you've collected throughout the day. That's number one. Number two would be to engage in some kind of physical exercise that involves lifting weights or doing some resistance training. Aerobics is good too, like walking is really good. If you can't do the other, walking is a really good way to engage the brain and keep it functioning very well. And, you know, between breathing, relaxing, doing meditative techniques and some kind of exercise, you're going to keep your brain working very well into, you know, we're designed to have a good brain all the way up until we die. I mean, when you look at ancient cultures, they turned over the wisdom of the tribe to the elders, not to the young people.
True. True. No, that's a great point. Real quick, I want to stop you just for a second there on, you know, after you said number two. Does lighting, because, you know, you read all sorts of different things and hear sorts of, you know, all sorts of different opinions out there. Does lighting come into play in anything of what you're talking about, especially in the evening hours as we get ready for bed?
Yes. Every cell of our body has something called chromophores, which means it absorbs light like a battery would. And different rays of light actually tell our body what to do. For instance, if we don't get to sleep before 10 at night or between 10 and 2, we don't make as much melatonin. So the light from our sun actually controls our body's functions. So when we use synthetic light in our houses, it's really important that we turn those down. And about 25% of your listeners are going to find that they're very sensitive to something called blue light. But blue light is healthy for us. We need it in the morning. We don't need as much in the evening.
Okay. All right. And I know that I've even had lighting experts on and talking about that subject. And I've learned a lot, Dr. Porter, because I think, you know, I know most of us want, you know, to be able to function and do things. We want a really nice, bright, white light. It makes you see things if you've got projects and things going on. But yet that's not necessarily what we need to go to sleep, right?
That's right. There's also something called a John Ott light generator. They can look that up. John Ott. Full spectrum light is a lot different than most of the cheaper lights we buy, you know, at the grocery store. There are lights you can put by your computer and help with seasonal affective disorder. You know, so some people are missing, they're not getting enough light, but you can't really get it without the right frequencies of light.
Okay. No,
the problem is
makes
our sense. Our light sources aren't the right frequency.
And I know sleep is a big deal. And I know that, you know, we that are, you know, hard chargers, I'm one of those, tend to sort of look at sleep as a, I'll be honest, Dr. Porter, sometimes I look at it as it's a necessary evil. I got to go do this so I can, you know, rejuvenate and function the next day and so on. But I'll tell you, there are times where if you didn't have to, you wouldn't, because you could get a lot more done, although that's counterproductive because that's not really true, is it?
No, it isn't, unless you're really sleep efficient. The government proved that it only takes 4 hours in battle time experiences to sleep, but that's because they're trained to get that deep, 1 hour of deep sleep and 2 hours of REM sleep. That cleans the brain out. If you don't reach those deep levels of sleep, your brain backs up with toxins, causing something like foggy brain, headaches, discomfort. The brain only cleanses, by the way, at night when you're sleeping. So when you're sleeping, you're doing a lot more than just laying there. But the average person, remember, is only getting 6 hours or less sleep. That's not good for most people because they're not sleeping efficiently. And some people are sleeping too much, which is also not efficient.
No, and you know what? That's a new one on me. Explain.
Well, when you're laying in bed and you're supposed to be awake, the brain starts to produce too much of the slow rhythms, which is called delta. We've scanned about 30,000 brains over the last 10 years, and we find that most people are running around with over 60% of their brain in delta, which means there's a lot of inflammation going on there, or they're not sleeping well, or a combination of the two. And what that equates to is feeling almost as if you're pulling a parachute behind you all day long. And then people will use synthetic, you know, coffee, tea, sugars to stimulate their system. When our body is really, remember, we have those chromophores I talked about.
Right.
We get energy not just from the foods we consume, but from our environment, the air we breathe, the light we're exposed to, the activities. Just think about when you didn't really feel like going to a party, let's say, but then you started hearing all your favorite songs. pretty soon you're tapping your toe. You want to get out there dancing, and people say, hey, you know, John, I didn't think you wanted to be here. And you go, well, I'm in the mood now. Well, that's because our body is designed to convert things to energy, light, right, sound, and vibration.
You know, and I don't, and again, I don't want to say by any means I've got all this figured out, because, you know, I don't think I do. That's why you're here, Dr. Porter. But yeah. But I know for myself, what you just said a moment ago about, you know, the waking up part, and when you know you've had enough sleep. You know, I guess I'm just kind of the individual where, you know, if I wake up and it's past, say, you know, 5:30 or so, and, you know, I went to bed at a decent hour, you know, I'm kind of one of those where I just feel like, okay, it's time to get up. I could lay here longer, but I don't know that I'm going to gain anything by doing so. I might as well get up and get something done. And I guess maybe that's, you know, tell me if I'm wrong, but that, I feel like it's my body saying, all right, I'm done. Let's get up. Let's get going.
That's exactly true. And you've tuned in where a lot of people go unconscious. If you wake up in a down cycle of sleep, think about it like waves, and you're going in and out of these deep brainwave states and awakened states. If you wake up in an up state like you're talking about, you'll have energy all day long. But if you wake up in a down cycle, you're going to have lack of energy. It's almost because it didn't finish that cycle. Everything
right.
is cyclic.
No, it makes total sense. I everything you're saying, I fully get. Let's talk about brain foods, because I also know there are things we could be eating, and I know you talk about all the other things that affect our brain as well. It's not just food. And I think the key here, Dr. Porter, is all of these work in combination with one another. There's no magic bullet, right?
That's right. It all has to work together, and food is really important, because you can't really upgrade the food once it's in the system. The body has to, you know, rob Peter to pay Paul, so you want low glycemic foods as much as possible, like blueberries and strawberries, as far as your fruits go.
Okay.
You want to have a lot of fatty foods that are healthy fat, like salmon and tuna. Those are really good for the brain, those kind of foods. You want to have what are called brain foods are more of the grains, the whole grains that we have, not white flour.
Not the processed foods, in other words.
Yeah, not the processed foods. And what you'll find is you'll have more energy during the day. We now have... One of the worst things that happened for our brains here recently is most people are sitting on their butts all day, and they say that sitting is the new smoking, and mainly that's because of neurological function.
Hmm.
When you're sitting, your brain functions differently than when you're standing and walking.
Hmm. Didn't know that. Okay. Again, all of this makes total sense. I know the other thing going on, and I'll kind of close us off with this, because we'll have you back. This is great stuff, Dr. Porter, and I appreciate it very much. And for everybody listening, this is Dr. Porter. We're talking about brain injury awareness month. But Dr. Porter, and I guess real quick, Dr. Porter, before I move on to our next question I have for you, how do folks find more about you?
If they go to braintap.pro, they can see, I have a book there that they can download, and also they can get access to our app, and they can check it out for better sleep or for brain function. We have a whole series for that.
Stress. I'm going to close with that, because I know it's a big deal for folks listening, and I know it can affect A, how some of us eat and what we eat, and B, going back to the sleep part of this as well, and even I think the exercise portion of it, as you mentioned. I think how we look and feel when it comes to the stress level has a big impact on all that. How do we reduce some of that and then do the things you're mentioning?
Well, one of them is do that. Recovery is so important. And stress can shrink your hippocampus by a quarter inch a year.
Wow.
And most people are running around, even before COVID, we were running around with a low-level chronic stress. So doing something about stress first thing in the morning, the best thing you can do is change your alarm clock. Don't wake up to the loud, obnoxious noise. Put something more gentle in there, or don't use an alarm at all. Start going to sleep with enough time to wake up like you're talking about at 5:30, without the alarm. That's going to make a big difference in people's lives.
No, I'm not bragging. I'm very fortunate, Dr. Porter. I've been somebody that even from a very early age, my teenage years, I don't ever have to use an alarm clock. If I know I need to be up at a certain time, I'm just that guy that I'm up and I'm ready to go. It doesn't matter if it's 3 a.m. or, you know, I have to be up by 5:30 or 6. I don't know. And I don't know why that is. I cannot explain that. I just know when I'm supposed to wake up, and I do.
That's great. Well, if people would become more conscious of their thinking, they would wake up too. But what most people do is they roll over, look at the clock and say, oh, I got 5 more minutes or 10 more minutes. Then they get into that deep sleep cycle, and before they know it, 2 hours have passed.
Right, right. Yeah, and again, folks, don't do that. You know, we want to be sharp. We want our brains to be healthy. I like what you said too, Dr. Porter, that we kind of have this expectation, I think, and sort of the standardization, if you would, where we all expect our brain to slow down as we get older. What you're saying is that doesn't have to be that way.
You know, if we can have a bright, brilliant brain until the day we die. I mean, I just talked to somebody who's 102 years old, and she was sharp as a tack.
That's
awesome.
So
you don't have to have that problem.
Dr. Porter, I appreciate it. We'll have you back. This is really, really good stuff. I've really enjoyed talking to you. I really appreciate your time.
Okay, thank you, John.
You're very welcome. I appreciate it. Good stuff, guys. And yes, we want to be sharp as we move forward and into our later years in life. At least I know I do. I want to be sharp all the way up to the day I go to the grave. So Ascent Center is next, by the way. Dr. Julie Marchio, we're going to have her on in a moment. And anything you need when it comes to your health, whether it be, you know, brain, physical, emotional, the stress level we just talked about, whatever it is, including losing weight and just feeling better overall, talk to Dr. Julie today. AscentHealthCenter.com, 303-343-8800.
Dr. Julie provides both the scientific methodology and the empathetic accountability you need to lose weight. You've lost the weight in the past, but as soon as you started slipping back into your old habits, you felt like a failure. Now you've gained all of that weight back, plus some more, and starting over seems pointless. Both John Rush and Dr. Julie understand the daily struggle of staying healthy. The HCG diet at Ascent Health Center trains your body to convert unnecessary fat into energy, but you also need the mental and emotional fortitude to help you stick with it long term. Something as simple as a daily text message from a qualified weight loss guide could make all the difference between another yo-yo diet and a true lifestyle change. Remember how much better you felt without the extra weight. Call Ascent Health Center now and mention Rush to Reason for 30% off your HCG diet plan. 303-343-8800.
All right, Gino's Auto Service, folks. And guess what? Your vehicle has a brain just like you do. And that brain in your vehicle, believe it or not, can have modifications and things done to it to make it perform better just like us. That's called your ECU, the electronic control unit in your vehicle can actually be improved and do things that actually make it function better, make the vehicle perform better, and so on. Those are things Gino's Auto Service does, updating that particular item in your vehicle. So they do that and everything else you can imagine to keep your vehicle in top working order. 303-794-6700 is the number. You can also find them online at ginosautoservice.com. And don't forget, that's Gino's with a J.
For over 38 years, Gino's Auto Service has been serving Littleton and customers along the Front Range. Right now, you can take advantage of Gino's $74.99 four-wheel alignment special. Mention KLZ Radio and they'll include a free inspection of your suspension. During the winter months, icy roads and potholes can damage your suspension, so it's worth getting it checked out. This month, get a $50 NAPA prepaid Visa card with a qualifying NAPA steering and suspension parts purchase of $250 or more. As members of Colorado Select Auto Care, Geno's backs up their service with NAPA's nationwide peace of mind warranty. Geno's continues to service Larry's automotive customers. To make your life simpler, Geno's offers loaner vehicles so you can drop your car off and pick up when ready. Give them a call or go online to schedule an appointment. And be sure to check out all of their excellent Google reviews. They're AAA approved and located at Bowles and Platte Canyon in Littleton. Stop in or visit them online at ginosautoservice.com. That's Gino's with a J.
We all will have our rendezvous with cancel culture. What will we do? Kim Munson here. Thursday, author, speaker, immigrant from China, and proud American Helen Raleigh shares her thoughts about the canceling of Dr. Seuss. Helen recommends that we each create our own freedom library with real books. Christy Burton Brown and Alita Yu explain why they should be elected to Colorado GOP leadership. And award-winning realtor Karen Levine updates us on the spring metro real estate market. That's Thursday, 6 to 7 a.m., 1 to 2 p.m., again 10 to 11 p.m., right here on KLZ 560 and KLZ 100.7 FM.
Tired of the corporate rat race? Time to retire? Call Chris Cantwell at Transworld Business Advisors to buy or sell your business. Find Chris Cantwell at KimMunson.com. That's Kim, MONSON.com.
Your company is bleeding time and money, and John Rush will find those leaks. You're too stuck in day-to-day weeds to step back and see the big picture. You need a qualified, experienced business coach to take stock of your expenses and see where you and your employees are wasting time and money. John firmly believes that every business owner needs a coach because you're too close to the situation to be objective. Email John now and make more money. John@RushToReason.com.
Stay in touch with Rush to Reason by liking our Facebook page, facebook.com/RushToReason.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush. Welcome back. Our Health and Wellness Wednesday edition, as we do each Wednesday. Dr. Julie Marchio joining us now from Ascent Health Center. Dr. Julie, we talked a moment ago to a gentleman by the name of Dr. Porter, and he talked about the brain tap, which I know you also do, and March is Brain Injury Awareness Month, and I know you can do the brain tap at your location, correct?
Right, yeah. Dr. Porter is the developer, and did he explain his whole history? He's amazing.
No, and you know, so, you had, you know, as always, we have a little short segment, and you know, try to honor you know, time as much as I can. So no, he did not get into all of the background of him. Just really talked about, you know, brain health and sleep, and you know, what we should be doing, and the fact that our brain doesn't need to degenerate like it actually does in a lot of cases. We can actually keep it healthy. So he just gave us some tips along those lines. But and he did not talk much about the brain tap, but I know that's one of his inventions.
He is absolutely amazing. And what I find, I mean, so we have 6 brain taps in our office. And this was one of the things that I offered for free for your listeners during COVID. And not very many people took us up on it. I mean, the brain tap is a device that Dr. Porter developed, I mean, years ago. And he has successfully run clinics, treated stress, managed weight with this device. And it's so important to have that brain health. I wish I had not been with patients and have been able to listen to his segment so that I'm not repeating, but we feel so lucky. And what I find most amazing is that he is this incredibly successful man who has developed this incredible program. And when we call to ask a question, he calls us back. Hmm. And I just think anybody who runs a business and has been around that long and is, you know, way bigger than the audience that we're trying to reach, that takes the time to answer a question, you know that he loves and is invested in his product, believes in what it does, wants to help people. And so we fully support and have BrainTap in our office, and we run it in sessions of like 10 or 20 because there's series that you go through. But for sleep, for stress, for weight loss, for building your goals, for managing your dreams, and it really works right brain, left brain. I mean, we also do neurofeedback. But the brain tap has been a huge asset during COVID for balancing that stress sympathetic nervous system. And so,
okay, so real quick, what, okay, I guess maybe this, maybe my mistake as well, and not having you explain well enough to our listeners so they could take advantage of what you offered them. Explain how it works. You know, what does it look like? How does it feel? I mean, what does it actually do? Walk us through that.
So what Dr. Porter has created these meditations, and they are everything from, well, actually, I'll just get on my iPad. They're everything from, I'll just read you some, from peak performance as an athlete, sleep, let's see, weight and wellness, sleep, stress-free me, optimal health, worry-free, child and learning, going to sleep, women's professional performance, athletic performance. He has them in other languages. And so he's created these series of meditations. For example, let's look at this. So his Vibrant Health series is staying focused in the present, visualizing a heart-healthy lifestyle, exercise, just do it, unlocking the healing force, and so on. There's about 24 in this. So we would say, hey, come in, and they're about 20 to 30 minutes each. And so you come in, you sit in our chair, you put the device on. And so what the device creates is a binaural beat. So you're getting right brain, left brain synchrony. And then it has light so that you're stimulating the frontal cortex with these glasses. And so then you have the meditation going. And it just, what I've discovered, or what I've seen through this past 1 year now that we're in this, is that people's ability to calm their nervous system and cope with the anxiety, the unknown of what is existing out there, has been very compromised. And right. So we've really incorporated a number of different tools. We use neurofeedback here, of course, which is phenomenal, but the brain tap, we use something called AlphaSim, and of course I do acupuncture, because if the nervous system isn't balanced, you can't fix the gut. Hmm. You can't fix sleep. You can't fix anxiety. It all starts with that sympathetic, step on the gas, go hard, run away from the lion. Parasympathetic, play the banjo on the porch, sit with your friends, watch the sunset. Nervous system being balanced. And we have dysregulated for a number of reasons, not just COVID, but the sympathetic, parasympathetic nervous system. And although the conditions we treat are gut health, weight loss, hormone imbalance, starting with the nervous system, and maybe we haven't spent enough time talking about that, is really where we start. Because anybody can provide a bunch of pills or say, come buy these pills or pick up these pills, but you have to fix, our goal is to fix the underlying condition of why. And it starts with that imbalanced stress nervous system, whether it's gut, sleep, depression, anxiety. And so BrainTap is one of our tools. I mean, that's so exciting. I'm so excited that
It was fun. He's a great interview, and I enjoyed it. We'll have him back in the future. And again, one of the things that he you know talked about was what you're saying, the stress and literally the lack of sleep and the fact that most people don't have proper sleep habits in general. They're not only they're either not getting enough sleep or they're getting too much sleep because they really don't know what's going on and when they even should be waking up. I mean, it was really great stuff, and I think it's really important.
And we have them as a tool, and we also sell them if patients just love it. And they're like, this is the most amazing thing I want when at home. We have joined Dr. Porter's program as a provider, so we have it for people to come in and use, or we sell them, and people can just use them at home.
Awesome. This is, I mean, folks listening, please, this is good stuff, and, you know, we just heard, you know, literally from an expert on brain function, what it really takes to keep your brain, you know, healthy, I guess is the best way to say it, Dr. Julie, how to keep it healthy moving forward, and you know, and I guess, you know, I take it for me personally, this is a big deal. I mean, most of you know what's going on, you know, with my brother, and I've witnessed and watched, you know, things that happen when things in the brain, you know, have problems. In this case, a tumor, which can affect things tremendously. And I think, Dr. Julie, we sort of take a lot of things in that realm for granted. And let's face it, we are not always kind to our body and especially to our brain until something isn't functioning right. And yet there's so many preventative things we can do on the front side, yet we don't.
Right. And we don't think about it, or we don't think about treating it until sometimes it's too late. I was looking at some lab work yesterday and on a consult call, and we do something called a NeuroZoomer, which sort of preemptively says, are we looking at Alzheimer's, Parkinson's. I mean, it's a very deep test. And I was on that, and there's so many markers that we run and look at where the patient is as of yet asymptomatic. Maybe they just wanted to run it because it's in their family. And one of the biggest highlights that came out of that is these markers exist long before the symptom presents itself. And so Ascent Health Center's goal really is to find out what's going on before you are symptomatic. Once you're symptomatic, it's a journey.
Yeah. It makes total sense. We use the, you know, car example a lot, Dr. Julie, but it, you know, it's very, very true that, you know, when we, you know, get on the front side of those things, we have a lot less issues on the back side. I was just thinking as you were talking a moment ago, we live in a day and age where we literally have all of this technology and things at our disposal. You know, you're talking about the brain tap and the ability to catch things before they ever happen, things that we can do now that, let's face it, even 10 years ago may not have been possible, but they are today. And yet, with all that technology and all of this at our fingertips, you know, we'd rather go spend money on things that probably aren't the best for us or do things that aren't the best for us. In other words, we're not willing to stop long enough to get these things handled. And yet all of this is in front of us. And at times I just find that almost mind-boggling.
Right. Well, it's just because we just keep thinking we need to step on the gas and go, take care of someone else or take care of our kids. And by the time we stop, we might very well be in a storm, you know, a real problem.
Yeah, so, no, I hear you. And, again, I think it's just a kind, constant reminder that these things are out there, the tools even that you have that can help folks, and yet it does take some effort on our part. And I say this all the time to folks, and please, you know, everybody listening, don't think I'm hounding on you, but in a way I am. I'm like Dr. Julie. I want you to live the ultimate fullest life you possibly can, you know, full of disease, full of stress, full of pain, all the different things that come along in life, Dr. Julie, and there's ways to do that. And I you know, my goal is for people to be able to you know, have that freedom, if you would, the freedom inside of their own health, but I cannot do it for them. They have to step out on their own to make this happen, right?
Right. And I think one of the things we've really tried to focus on or highlight for our patients that come in is that the work, the relationship that we build depends upon the amount of work that you want to put in as a patient. And we will guide and support and handhold, but to heal requires a ton of commitment from the patient. And that's a whole different philosophy than the medicine that we have out there. Because it's usually, oh, come in, get a pill, feel better, take care of this symptomatic problem. Ours is like, no, like there's a lot of work on your end and there's a lot of work on our end. And so our patients have to be committed to wanting to be optimal.
I think what you just said is really key. And I know that in the, you know, auto repair world, it literally took me years and years and years to get people to understand that if they would just spend a little bit of money on the front side, they'd save a ton of money on the back side, and they'd always have reliable transportation. They wouldn't be needing a ride here and there. They wouldn't be broken down on the side of the road. I mean, all these things are benefits from, you know, literally to your point a moment ago, catching things before they happen. And yet, I don't think I have succeeded. In fact, I know I haven't succeeded in getting people to do this in their own lives with their own bodies. And Dr. Julie, all I can say is I have to do the same thing with what I did on the car end of things, which is just constantly, constantly talk and literally force feed that until it starts to catch on. And I don't know. There's no magic bullet. I don't know what else
to
say. There isn't.
It's so true. No. It's so true. And it's usually an event in which people are like, oh, personal responsibility. I guess I need to start owning that now. Or I'm just going to continue to feel worse. And the same, or you're going to end up buying a new car. Well, the lucky thing is you do get to sometimes buy a new car if you can fund that. You don't get to buy a new body.
Right.
So you can't take personal responsibility.
No, that's right. Well, and what you're saying too, it goes back to some of what I said earlier, and even I think, you know, share some of my frustrations with everybody listening. We are, for the most part, people listening, conservatives, and a lot of you are Christian conservatives. Yes, I know we have some folks on the other side of the aisle that listen, and I get that. But I think, Dr. Julie, what sometimes annoys me is we are conservatives. We believe in conservative values. We take personal responsibility, especially when it comes to, you know, our lives and politics and so on, in a very, very high manner, and we expect everybody else to do the same. Yet, in this area, I hate to say, we as a segment of the population probably fail harder than the other side does.
Because we don't take the time to care for ourselves properly? Is that...
Yeah, I mean, I guess what I'm saying is, you know, we understand personal responsibility, yet we won't do that with our own bodies, knowing that as time goes by, you know, others out there will now have to take responsibility for us. Yet we are the party that believes in personal responsibility, yet at times we don't act it out.
Right. I mean, it's so...
It's a frustration
true.
On my end, and I guess what I'm trying to say. I don't get it.
Yeah. Well, and I think part of it is sometimes not knowing where to start, right? Because it feels overwhelming to start. And that's where you have to have your partner, like whether it's us or whatever it is, you have to have your partner that says, today's job is this. This is the job you have to do today.
Yeah, I want to throw something else real quick out at you. And I know this is now we're getting into more philosophical things, not necessarily, you know, even what you do at Ascent, because we know you've got all the fixes. All people have to do is call you, go there, you'll take care of the rest. But here's a thought, as we were just talking a moment ago, that I'm going to run past you, and I think a lot of other folks listening, to really get people thinking. You know, we talk a lot, Dr. Julie, about, you know, the past 50 plus years and what the left and the other side have really done when it comes to the reprogramming of our country. Everything from, you know, education to politics to how we think and all these different things. And I believe there has been a very much a front, quote unquote, set upon the United States of America to literally change the shape and the way this country functions. Now, let me throw something else into it. I also wonder, with all of what you and I are now talking about, if part of this master plan from even 50, 60 years ago was to literally get us to a point whereby we would now let the ease of life, I'm going to say ease of life, quote unquote. What I mean by that is the easy things to pick up at the grocery store, the drive-through lanes, and on we go. And I'm just wondering if a lot of this wasn't actually by design to get us to the point where we would not function like we should, and thereby, in a way, and I know this is a stretch maybe, but it may not be all that wrong, Dr. Julie, you know, thereby really giving up a lot of what we could be doing in the, you know, health and sharpness arena. We give that up because we've allowed all of these other things to come in and literally supplant our health. Am I crazy in my thought process?
Boil a frog slowly, right?
Yeah. Yes. And in a way, with the way we've got our, you know, our food distribution and again, fast food and the ease of things. And I get some of that has been done, you know, let's face it, some of it's even been done in the light of capitalism and those things. And, you know, and I'm not being critical. What I'm saying is, I don't think we as conservatives have been as critical against some of those things as we probably should be, knowing in the end they're not good for us.
And I think it's hard to see through the forest when you're in it, right? And so we're in it and we're just living and we're just, and then all of a sudden you look back and you're like, shoot, we've been programmed and we weren't even recognizing that we were being programmed. So how do you back out of something that's easy? You know, how do you now say, okay, no, I'm going to grow my food. I'm going to cook my food. I'm going to take the time. And it's really hard to go back the other way.
Yeah, no, and again, I know that maybe that was
what you're saying, you know, I totally believe in, and I know we need to do it. It's like, how do we do that?
Yep, and again, I you know, it may have been a stretch in what I said a moment ago, although I don't know that it totally is, given the facts of where
yeah.
we are right now as a country. I you know what? I think the other side uses any type of ammunition they possibly can, including using things against us in regards to our own health.
I agree. I mean, I think we are being inundated with ease, and it's going to bite us. It's going to bite us at some point.
Yep, I agree. All right, how do folks get a hold of you, Dr. Julie?
Yep. 303-343-8800. Awesome. Thanks so much.
Thank you very much, Dr. Julie. Have a great week. And again, folks, Extreme Auto Repair is coming up next. We talk a lot about cars when it comes to health and all the different things going on in your world. And at Extreme Auto Repair, they understand everything I just talked about when it comes to your vehicle, how to maintain it, make it cost you less money down the road, not more money. So saving you money by doing preventative maintenance is the key. KLZradio.com. Talk to the guys out there. 303-841-1071.
The team at Extreme Auto Repair doesn't normally let their customers drive loaner vehicles to California, but they do keep their promises. It was right before Thanksgiving, and they had promised a customer he'd have his minivan back in time for his upcoming road trip. But they ran into an unexpected issue and had to order a new part, which wasn't going to arrive in time. He needed to get going, and they still had his car taken apart back in their service bays. Sean, Mike, Dave, and the whole team at Extreme Auto Repair in Parker had a quick discussion to figure out how they could still keep their promise. Fortunately, they happened to have a minivan available as a loaner vehicle at the time, so they decided to tell him to take it on his trip. They didn't charge him for mileage, and they made sure he was fully covered so he didn't need to worry. The team at Extreme Auto Repair will always do what they say. Schedule a repair now at klzradio.com/extreme. Promise is kept.
All right, again, much like our own health and our car health, we want to make sure financially we're healthy as well. That's where Al Smith comes into play. Golden Eagle Financial. Find him at klzradio.com or 303-744-1128.
You don't need to worry about outliving your money or how to fund extended care. Your retirement plan with Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial provides contingencies for big unexpected expenses or sudden losses in the stock market so you can rest easy. Founder of Golden Eagle Financial, Al Smith, has spent more than 30 years listening to people's biggest worries about retirement, and he's ready to set your mind at ease. Al has always been a careful listener, and after decades of hearing people fret about whether or not their money would last, he decided to specialize in retirement planning so he could protect people from huge healthcare costs and market volatility. 16 years later, Al knows how to direct your assets to the right places, preserving your wealth for the rest of your life. Tell him your concerns, and he'll create a plan that will help you sleep well at night. Schedule a free consultation with Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial now at klzradio.com/money. Advisory services offered through Foundation Investment Advisors, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
You've already decided to take your vehicle to a good shop for auto body work because you know you'll get your vehicle back faster. Now get ready to be wowed. Al Sturm founded a good shop because he wanted to offer his customers convenient service while controlling the quality of his work. Once you go online to get your virtual mobile estimate at klzradio.com/collision, stop by a good shop in North Glen or Commerce City after hours to drop off your vehicle any day, anytime. Because they have so many different OE certifications, giving them access to parts directly from the manufacturers, Al and his team at a good shop have more control over how long your repairs will take. But more importantly, you know you can trust the safety of your vehicle. Customers continue to come back and refer friends and family because of the wow factor of their flawless finished product. Mention KLZ in your virtual estimate request for $100 off your repairs.
Corey, my blushing bride, where is the best car buying experience you've ever had?
Hands down, Purifoy. And I'm not just saying that because I do not enjoy buying cars. But when we had to buy one, they made it so easy. The financing especially was smooth as silk.
Why?
Well, you walked in and it's true. They were just so friendly. I didn't feel like I was targeted. I needed a car. I didn't want to get a car. And they understood that. They took the time to let me really test drive what we chose. And then they explained and answered every single question that I had.
Folks, there you have it. And by the way, Corey's telling the truth. I like looking at rows of cars and doing all that. I get into it. She hates it. And she actually enjoyed herself at Purifoy. You will too. For a better experience, go to purifoychevrolet.com or give Purifoy a call at 303-659-8311.
Hi, I'm Rolly Purifoy. We're just up the road in Fort Lupton and on the web at purifoychevrolet.com. Find new roads.
The Mike Gallagher Show.
He's your happy conservative warrior.
What Biden said yesterday about law enforcement, I may strongly disagree with Biden's politics, but I am immensely grateful that he honored law enforcement in a way that I don't really remember Barack Obama ever having done so.
Breaking news and what to make of it.
Don't miss the next Mike Gallagher Show.
Mike Gallagher, weekday mornings at 8 on KLZ 560.
It's time to leave your safe space. This is Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. About a minute left of this particular hour is all. Don't forget, you can always listen to us via podcast. We put all those up on our SoundCloud account, which you can access through our which you can access through the website and Facebook as well. But RushToReason.com is where you can find all of those. And we usually get those up, Charlie and I do, by the next morning, so it's easy for you to listen to us if you've missed anything. And with the exception of Wednesdays, you can listen to all of our first hour shows between 6 and 7. Tonight, it's the National Crawford Roundtable. And today on the roundtable, we talked a little bit about the Boulder shootings and what went on up there. And then we also got into the vaccinations or the gene therapy when it comes to COVID. So we had a great time today. Bob was not with us, but we had a lot of fun anyway. So listen to that tonight if you get a chance between 6 and 7. Otherwise, we're going to be back. Hour number 2 is coming up. And up next, of course, Richard Battle is going to join us. He, by the way, just won 2 awards for his best-selling book. We'll talk to Richard as soon as we come back. And I've got some other things I want to talk about next hour, from Jack Phillips' new lawsuit to ghost guns, as well as Bill Clinton and empowering women. So that plus much more. Hour number 2 is next. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.